This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois lawmakers are considering a bill that would make it easier for minors to obtain birth control. The legislation would allow those 17 and under to receive contraceptive medication without involving a parent. Here's the bill sponsor, Democratic State Senator Graciela Guzman of Chicago.
We're not taking away parental involvement whatsoever. We're again just asserting the right that should a child need access to birth control and to access, that is available to them.
Opponents of the bill called it a, quote, attack on parents. The measure does not include medication abortions. It passed the Senate and is on its way to the House. Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says the ongoing war in Iran should end immediately. Duckworth called on Congress yesterday to do everything in its power to stop the war. As St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, the Democrats' remarks came one day after the Senate voted to take up a resolution that would limit President Donald Trump's ability to continue the war.
Duckworth says the war has been a mistake that failed to achieve the White House's goals and runs counter to Trump's campaign promises.
The problem we have here in Washington is that I have colleagues here who continue to vote for Donald Trump's ideas and not to protect the well-being of the men and women who defend this great nation.
The Iraq War veteran believes Iran partially controlling the Strait of Hormuz and high gas prices have left Americans off worse than before the war. Duckworth and her Democratic colleagues are hopeful they can convince the Senate to eventually pass a war powers resolution after winning the procedural vote by a small margin. The House would also need to pass the legislation, but the president could veto it. I'm Will Bauer.
The Illinois General Assembly is considering extending unemployment benefits to public school supporting staff during the 10 to 11 weeks of summer break. While the measures have stalled, the bill's House sponsor says he's looking at including it in broader end-of-session legislation. The bills are similar to a COVID-era provision that expired in 2021. The Illinois Department of Employment Security estimates costs between $138 million and $176 million annually. Read more on this story at WSIU.org. Good morning.